Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, years ago, we talked to Tom Moore, then in Indianapolis, the offensive coordinator. You get a busted play here, and then Sanchez gets hit. The ball is loose, and it's alive. And then going into the end zone is Steve Gregory.
Mark Sanchez not expecting it, and it was the backside of Brandon Moore that knocked the ball out.
A butt fumble. So the passing of Jim Marshall of the Vikings had us talking about him and his famous play where he ran the wrong way, which, what website did this? The worst plays, and it was the fifth worst play of all time?
NFL Films did a top 10 worst plays of all time, and Jim Marshall's running the wrong way play was number 5.
All right.
So there are four better. The butt fumble is number 4.
Okay.
So the butt fumble is one of the four that are worst.
Makes sense. Butt fumble is 4.
So I've got the whole list here. So
hold on. Other guesses.
Yeah, go ahead.
I already said I went Leon Lett, Thanksgiving against Miami.
So Leon Lett is on the list twice, but it's at number 9 and number 8. Hmm. Number 9, the Super Bowl play where he gets run down by BB, that's number 9, and then the Thanksgiving play is number 8. The Thanksgiving play should have been number 1.
Yes, the game was over.
The game was over. The camera pans from a celebrating Jerry Jones on the sidelines to confusion to, oh, the Dolphins are standing with the football in the end zone.
Yeah. That one.
How was that game snowing, by the way?
Yeah, it snowed in Dallas.
Snowed in Dallas.
Yep.
And they were playing outdoors, I guess, at that point?
No, there's a hole in the roof.
There was?
The old stadium, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know there was a hole in the old...
The old Dallas stadium had a hole, like a hole in the roof. It was, you know, open air.
Kind of like what the Bills are about to have?
Kind of, except I want to say Texas Stadium.
The hole was smaller than what the Bills is going to be?
Yes, yes. Look up Texas Stadium.
I'm looking right now.
Hole in the roof, and
the
joke was that there was a hole in the roof so God could watch his favorite team. That's what they used to say.
Oh, okay, sure. I've heard that a
million
times.
That was a covered stadium with a very...
Interesting.
Not exactly small, but...
Was it retractable?
No, it was just open.
Okay.
So it snowed.
Very strange.
In Dallas on Thanksgiving.
Because when I see that play, of course, he's sliding into the snow like a madman for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
Those are two of them.
So, okay, worst plays in NFL history. I want to give an honorable mention somewhere. I don't exactly know all the details, but that fake punt that the Patriots ran against the Colts or the Colts ran against the Patriots.
Yeah.
It's in Indy.
NFL Films labels it Griff Whalen's gaffe.
Okay.
That's number 6.
Jeez.
As the worst play of all time.
But
that one really, that one also has a good case for being number 1 because what is the design of the play?
I don't know.
Like, it doesn't make any sense for what you're even trying. Leon Lett is at least, he's trying to make a play. You know, like, he sees a loose ball and he's going for it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Colts were trying to do.
What's the worst play in NFL history? Is this gettable? Is this one way? You can tell me something from like the 30s?
I think no. It's gettable, but you're going to go, that's not number one. It's number one maybe because of when it happened more than how bad the play is itself. It's a bad play.
Okay,
but
so like the Super Bowl?
Uh-huh. It's a Super Bowl play.
Is it, there's a Colts tight end that drops a Super Bowl drops a pass?
I don't have that in here.
John Mackey drop a pass?
When's that?
Super Bowl 13.
Yeah.
Oh, bless his heart. He's got to be the sickest man in America.
Yeah. That's the one I'm thinking of. So that's not there. Okay.
That's not on this list.
So Super Bowl. The worst play was a Super Bowl. I'm going to say when the snap went over Manning's head.
Early in that Super Bowl against Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't going to be Kevin Dyson 1 yard short against the Rams.
Nope.
Okay, just making sure.
Is it Leon Letts?
Nope. We already did that one.
Oh, sorry.
Number nine.
The worst play in NFL history that they would put in a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Oh, Garrow's gaff.
Nope.
Who?
Garrow Yepremian. He was a kicker.
Oh, right.
Garrow's gaff.
When he tried to throw the ball?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to look that up. That sounds fun.
Oh, you've never seen that?
I'm sure I have, but
Washington,
it's not coming off the top of my head.
Does it involve a running back fumbling?
Nope.
Okay, good. I didn't even
It's more about a decision
Is
to
it
do something.
Seattle throwing the ball at the one?
You know what? All right, fine.
Yes. Seattle throwing the ball at the 1 yard line.
Is the worst play in NFL history?
Yes.
I kind of agree with
that. I'll allow it.
Really?
Yes.
I'm surprised. I mean, it's a bad decision.
It's about as mad as I've been about sports. It's way up there. Can you imagine? Just imagine for a moment that's this year and that's
man.
The Bills. Oh. Imagine for a single solitary second that the Bills do that.
I just started shaking.
Now Seattle had won the Super Bowl the year before.
Yeah.
So
little better there.
That takes a little sting off it. Imagine you had not won a Super Bowl and you're 1 yard away and you do that.
All right.
Imagine for 1 second that happens and Josh gets picked off on the one.
Mm-hmm. Isn't the story that Wilson wanted his moment? Wilson wanted his moment, or that Carroll wanted Wilson to have his moment?
I have no idea.
I've read somewhere, maybe it wasn't directly from the team, maybe someone just, you know, hypothetically speaking or something, but that what went into that is that they wanted Wilson to have his crowning moment, and that played into why they threw it. And when you think of Josh, see, the thing, though, that's good about Josh is you can have Josh have his moment in that spot and still not throw the football. Because what are you calling on that play? Well, they're probably calling a sneak.
Yes.
But if the right. Let's say the tush push has been outlawed, then what are you doing? You're probably having Josh run a QB power at the 1 yard line. You're not throwing it. I don't think.
So that's one. What are two and three?
Number two is Ernest Byner's fumble.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Browns.
Yep. He kind of fumbles over nothing.
Yep.
And does that set up the drive?
It's
a little different.
No, that was the year after the drive.
Year after the drive. That's the
fumble. Oh, really?
Called the fumble, which was the 87.
That's right. It's the drive, and then the next year is the fumble.
Yes. And then number three is the miracle at the Meadowlands.
Okay, yeah.
Herm Edwards picking up a fumble.
Joe Pisarcik, is that his name? Fumbles.
Yeah.
That's when teams started to kneel.
Yeah, they could have just kneeled the football out. And then the other plays outside the top 10 that you missed. You did say this. Garrow's gaff is number 10. And then number seven is not known enough play that I think is the most incredible play of all time. The Saints against the Jaguars in the late 90s.
The extra point that got missed?
Yes. They're throwing the ball around. They're lateraling it. They've got 60 yards to go. They've got to score. They throw a lateral to Horn.
It's a miracle. When I was growing up, we called that play the West Coast Weave.
The what? Play?
Yeah, when you're constantly... Yeah. Is that only...
When you're just lateraling the ball around and...
Yeah, I don't know if that's something that my friends and I had.
Okay.
But it was called the West Coast Weave. That's because you're always going in and out, back and forth, pitching it back. What did you guys call that? Sometimes we do this where when you were growing up, we didn't all have the internet. We didn't all have everybody calling things the same thing.
Is that the Kill Stanford play?
Yes.
Yeah.
West Coast Weave.
Yeah, that's what we would have called it. Kill Stanford. Yeah.
Kill Stanford?
Kill Stanford. Yeah.
All right. I've never heard that before.
That's definitely what we called it. I don't know. Yeah, like anything with a lateral. I think we
tons of laterals, desperate last minute.
Kill Stanford.
Kill Stanford.
So that, but so they score on that, and then John Carney misses a 19-yard extra point to tie the game. And it's a great call. It's one of the great calls of all time, I think, where he's lining up the extra point. He misses it, and the color guy just goes, no!
He missed it.
Screaming into the mic. And that's your top 10.
All right.
Worst plays ever. No Bills plays on here.
Do you have a... ready in the
Ronnie,
chamber.
Ronnie Harmon could have been on here, right? I mean, right. He drops an easy touchdown that would have won a playoff game. Wide right, I guess, could have been on here, yeah, but it's, I think it's very different.
That's just a it's just a miss kick.
A long kick too for the time and who and for the kicker. So
worst play in Bills history for me, it's like Trent throwing the ball out of bounds on running out of bounds on fourth down against Miami in the opener.
That one's really bad.
I'll have to go to the box score on that.
Oh, worst play in Bills history is absolutely Nathan Peterman on a Hail Mary taking off 55 yards away from the end zone.
He did run. That's that.
He's got a Hail Mary with zeros on the clock at halftime. Everyone is standing waiting for him to throw it, and he decides to take off.
Yeah, it was...
with 60 yards to go. It's incredible. Well, he didn't want another pick on his stats. I mean, how can you blame him? He already had 20.
803-0550. Dave in Buffalo. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you, too. Just a point, just to sort of clarify, I think, what the NFL rules are, and I'm not an expert on the rules, but one thing I do understand is that you had mentioned the idea of Cook sort of sitting out a year. That actually, under rules, makes no difference. If he sits out a year, he's in exactly the same situation then as he is now. He would still owe a year to the Bills and basically would be in a situation where we do the same thing all over again. Potentially, he could actually play two or three games and then qualify as a full year, but then he moves into, again, trying to go to a new team and sign a new contract where he's a player who comes off a really bad year instead of the great year that he had now, and also where he's basically left his teammates out to dry. You're putting $140 million or whatever he's asking for into, you know, somebody who has just, you know, been, you know, totally selfish. So there really is no leverage for Cook whatsoever. And the Bills basically bandages he needs to hang tough, you know, on the stuff. And, you know, Cook signed a reasonable deal or not just let him go and, you know, try to, you know, trade him for somebody who may not even be as good of a player, but who is committed to winning and things of that nature. The other point I would mention, too, with the comment you were making in the middle of what I was listening, is that you talked about the worst place for the Bill, and an honorable mention goes actually to a great Bill, wonderful Hall of Famer, super guy, so no negative about him in the big picture, but he lost his helmet in the second Super Bowl,
yeah,
and he actually had to sit out, I think, the first play, and that really things went downhill from there because we didn't start out with setting the run again, things like that. So I think you have to mention Thurman losing the helmet as one of the things that really was not good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks, Dave.
Yep.
Back to Cook. I mean,
I don't know where the $140 million number came from. And he's definitely not committed to winning. It's one thing that's, whatever, siding with Cook on some level. Everybody that just signed an extension for the Bills, they signed four guys to extensions. They all, the Bills met their demands, or their demands met the Bills' number. You know, we could, who knows where those players came in with their number, who offered first. Contract negotiations go that way. So Bernard's camp and the Bills' camp come together. Does Bernard's camp say, this is the number? And the Bills say, you know what? That's pretty good. Bang, done. They might have, we don't get to see those back and forths. It could have been in the works for a while. So one thing that none of those four players are being asked to do is play without a safety net. And Cook is being asked to play without a safety net. All those players were about to enter the final year of a contract. It wasn't up. Shakir wasn't up. Benford wasn't up. Rousseau wasn't up. Bernard wasn't up. These guys were just able to be extended and were. So Cook is in the same boat as the other four guys. I don't think any of his teammates think he's a bad guy for wanting a contract and wanting his pay.
Nope.
If you ask any NFL player, and they'll all tell you they do not get mad at players. They wish they were there, and they wish it would work out. But even the Bills, I mean, Joe Brady, Josh Allen, they're all saying they love the guy and they want him there, but this is the side of it that gets a little bit sticky sometimes. So I certainly wouldn't think they would get rid of him because they don't think he's committed to winning. It's, in fact, the opposite. At the end of last season, McDermott referred to him as a dog. With a look in his eye, and I mean, McDermott was as glowing about Cook and his mindset and approach as he has ever been. And that's a James Cook that had been benched for fumbling occasionally. And his first carry of his career was a fumble. And one thing on the contract, like, yeah, he has to play for the year to toll. You can't sit out a full year. The contract would have to toll.
Yep.
But it's in terms of leverage, he doesn't have a ton. I won't dispute that. The one thing he does have working for him is any player that sits out on their rookie contract, the fines can be just waived or dismissed. So if he does miss mandatory minicamp and they start to fine him, those fines can add up and add up and add up. And then when he comes in, they can say, like, never mind. We'll just waive those fines. Or if a new contract.
Which you would expect they probably would.
Sure. If you are a player that holds out on a second contract, then those fines cannot be waived. Then those are, you're going to pay those fines. Le'Veon Bell, he was on a, he was not on a rookie contract. He was on another contract. And all those fines start to build up and build up and build up. So, anyway.
Well, Bell never signed his.
No, he sat the year.
He sat the year and it didn't toll. Right, so I guess he just waived all of that. But remember, they.
Yeah, he gave up like $13 million.
Didn't the Steelers relinquish the rights to him?
I believe that's ultimately how it went down.
Okay, he wasn't under contract. It was a franchise tag.
Gotcha. And he never signed it.
He never signed the tender, so the Steelers had the rights then to use the tag again on him, and they just decided not to. We're not going to do this again. We're going to let you go. Which, hey, like, the way James Cook is operating right now, let's say he comes in, and which I think we all, like, isn't the most likely outcome he's going to play this season on the final year of his contract? That he'll be on the field, and it'll be with 1 year remaining on the deal. So he plays, and he repeats. He does what he just did. He maybe doesn't score 16 touchdowns, maybe scores 10 or 12. But 1,000 yards, and he's a starting running back, and he plays really well throughout the whole year. So you go to the offseason after that year, and the Bills franchise tag him. Does he do what Le'Veon Bell did? I'm not showing up. I am not signing this thing. He's acting like right now, like, not he's treating this current negotiation like, hey, I'm not going to make this ugly. You better be smart enough to know I'm not doing that, though.
Yeah.
You better be smart enough to know that I might play this year on the final year of my deal. You better not franchise tag me next year. Because if you really want to make things ugly, that's how you make things ugly.
The Steelers franchise tagged him twice.
Okay.
So he plays on his rookie deal, which, by the way, 4 years, $4 million total. Right. Franchise tag number one for Le'Veon Bell is 12.
Uh-huh.
Franchise tag number two is 14. He leaves, signs with the Jets for $52 million.
Look at that, though, how
27 guaranteed.
He is drafted when? 2013?
Mm-hmm.
He's drafted in 2013, and when does he sign his first big extension? March 13th of 2019.
With the Jets.
6 years later.
Yeah.
That's where, man, it's tough for a running back, right?
Like, it's tough for anybody in the NFL. If
honestly, I don't really blame Bell that much, other than he did have a contract on the table from Pittsburgh that was bigger than the Jets deal, so there is that. But if your team's going to franchise tag you, not once, but twice, at a position where you already have a limited shelf life, you kind of have no choice.
Yeah. The one thing about your hypothetical with Cook is there's just no way they franchise tag him.
I agree with that.
The franchise tag is, if you were going to,
it would be 13. It's 13 million right now. So what'll be next year? 15.
And the cap hit is just 15. You just never do it. You'd sign him to a 1 year 15 with a void year instead of franchise tagging.
Right.
James Cook has a. I'll be wrong about this. Old takes expose me. There's a 0.0000000% chance they franchise tag James Cook. It would not make sense.
If you're for themselves, you're
sure,
saying,
yeah. Right? For themselves, it would be a horrible idea
because you have to commit all that money into that 1 year.
Yeah, eating that much cap,
can't spread it out.
Just give them a 2 year $30 million deal and have your cap hit be like four.
Yeah,
and toss void years and do crazy stuff at the end. Like, you would just never want to do a franchise tag for Cook.
Could they do this year what the Giants did with Barkley? Where, remember the last year for him in New York, where he was kind of holding out, but not really, and the Giants just said, hey, we're not extending you. We're just going to give you an extra $2 million for this year.
That's right.
To come in.
That's right. Was not the franchise tag. Instead, it was just about the same value.
Right. Could the Bills do that with Cook this year? Say, hey, we don't want to do an extension, but we do want to make you happy, and we want this year to go smoothly. So here, we're going to bump you up from $5 million to $7.5 million. But we're sticking on a 1 year deal,
right?
And now everybody's happy, and now we could figure it out next year. But for this year, you know, we're in a better place.
803-0550. I'm not exactly sure how that would work. Like, guaranteed at sign, you're signing a
sure.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure the capology of that. By the way, the Odyssey app is down. So if you're right, we got some news. The Odyssey app is down. So you're not hearing me say this on the Odyssey app. But the alternative, check out the show on YouTube. Look at our handsome faces. No, I'll just say faces. You can look at our faces.
Yeah.
If you want.
Or you could just, you know, turn the brightness all the way down in your phone while you, if you really don't want to.
Yeah. Let's get an automated function where you tune into the show.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I'm watching on YouTube. Hit radio mode. It'll just blur out our faces
radio
for you.
Mode. Or maybe it'll play like Josh Allen highlights for you while we're on in the background. By the way, we are idiots. What I think we didn't mention, talking about, like, what's the worst play in Bills history? Oh, the Music City Miracle.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
It has to be. It's a playoff game. Well, it's terrible.
But we're talking about worst play. That list of worst plays to me was...
What, like an individual...
It was individual self-inflicted. How could you do that?
Yeah, okay.
And I get that the Bills, you know, stay in your lanes and all that. But still...
Right. Like, who's the person...
I get it.
Yeah,
it's definitely it's worthy of mentioning. I was just thinking more in terms of what was that guy thinking?
Okay, yeah. That makes more sense.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. More your calls on this. NBA Finals preview at 9. We're going to check in with Owen on as a goalie, because we had a big call in the NHL last night, a goaltender interference call that did not take a goal off the board. It gave Florida a goal and a power play, and they took a 2-1 lead with it. Did not feel like the right call. We'll talk about it with Owen, get his goalie take on it. More of your phone calls as well. Join us on the stream. Everybody's doing it. All these new people coming in. This is great. We can call them bandwagon fans or something. We can yell at the new people that are here. You can jump in the chat. Jump in the chat. See what's going on in there. Things that have come up in the chat today. Woody Woodpecker. Did you know that was going to come up today in the chat, in the YouTube chat? I did not.
Woody Woodpecker.
Woody Woodpecker came up. You never know what's going on in there. You can give us a ring. You can jump in the chat. You can watch us on YouTube. I would recommend it. Why not? You can see my cool hat. I like this hat a lot.
You've worn it all week.
Yeah, it's my old sandwich hat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great hat. 803-0550 on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.